Good afternoon. We'll continue to see in-and-out sunshine today as a gusty west-southwesterly wind pushes some moisture through the air. And what's left of the energy from the latest disturbance will squeeze out a scattered sprinkle or a quickly passing rain shower from time to time, especially across the higher terrain. Otherwise, temperatures will climb into the high 60s and low 70s for afternoon highs by the end of the day. It'll be dry overnight tonight with high pressure building in. Skies will be partly cloudy and temperatures will dip back into the high 30s and lower 40s, although closer to freezing across the highest terrain. That high will be in control for the day tomorrow and even into the day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds both days and highs in the lower 60s. A disturbance will quickly move down the Ohio Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast late Friday and Friday night. This could push some showers through parts of coastal sections of New York and New England by Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon, though, everyone will get back into the sunshine as high pressure builds back in behind this disturbance, and highs will be in the upper 50s to around 60. Sunday will enjoy brilliant sunshine from the morning into the early part of the afternoon before some high clouds move in late in the day. Highs will be in the lower 60s. And then another weak disturbance will approach for Columbus Day on Monday. Out ahead of it, back into the mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds, but we run the risk at a few scattered showers as well. As that milder air continues to flow in on Tuesday, we'll reach into the lower 70s, but we'll introduce the chance at more showers and scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, tropical moisture from former Hurricane Simon will continue making its way into the desert southwest today. Showers and thunderstorms will continue across the region as the circulation associated with Simon moves inland and dissipates. Flash flooding, though, will be possible with this activity, mainly across parts of central and southern Arizona. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Super Typhoon Vongfang, which continues to gain strength as it heads towards Southeast Asia. Maximum sustained winds are now near 165 miles per hour, with gusts to 200 miles per hour. Vongfang is expected to peak out in intensity in the next 24 hours before a weakening trend begins. The typhoon is forecast to make a sharp turn toward the north and head into southern Japan by the end of the weekend, although at that point is expected to be down to a Category 1 hurricane. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-70s. Boston, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with a chance of showers and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 79, set in 2011 and in 1993. And the record low 21 in 1964. Sunrise this morning at exactly 7 a.m. Sunset this evening 6:25 p.m. 11 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s, although closer to freezing across the highest terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy with a passing sprinkle or shower today and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy with a few passing sprinkles or showers today and highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny and windy with a few passing sprinkles or showers today and highs in the upper 60s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, upper 50s to lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday near 60. A morning shower near the coast on Saturday, then mostly sunny everywhere in the afternoon in the middle to upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the lower 60s. A shower possible Monday, mid-60s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Tuesday with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.